Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing A Christmas Melody, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Promise Kept, from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14.
Thank you. It's in the basic place called shepherds in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And Luke is letting us know there's a new world coming. Amen. And knowing that a new world where the last will be first and the weak will be made strong. That's what our God will do. A new world where Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. The message of Christmas is that Christ alone gives life. I'm not talking about physical life. I'm talking about eternal life. So here's the message of Christmas. Let me give you 4 points, but no poems today, okay? First, Christmas is a message of hope. And there shall be, there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Why wasn't the priest there? Why wasn't the scribes? I mean, this was an event that God had ordered. Shepherds, basically, and if you know anything and you read any history about shepherds, they were social outcasts. They were not the elite. They were not the folks living in the rich areas of town. They were outcasts. They were ceremonially unclean people. And they were shepherds. They were even morally suspect today. They were common people. And so God chose shepherds, social outcasts, to bring to us and to teach us something today. James in 2 and 5 said this, "Hath not God chosen the poor of the world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which He hath promised to them that love Him?" So God went to Moses, folks. Look through the pages of God's Word when he was farming. And he was farming for his father-in-law. And God spoke to him. Then you find out God went to Gideon. Where was he? Hiding in the wine press on the threshing floor. And the angel of the Lord appeared and said, "Thou mighty man of valor." Oh, really? See, God uses people that we would think are unusable. Because honestly, we were all unusable. We were all worthless. We were all dead in our sins. We were all going to hell. But thanks be unto God, a Savior came by, was born of a virgin. And glory to God, He arose victorious over on the third day over death, hell, and the grave. That's the God that I serve today. That's the reason that I have reason to celebrate today. That He takes the broken and the shattered and the busted, and He takes the disgusted, and He takes those that we perceive today have no hope. Let me tell you what, there's not a sinner that God can't save. Amen. So God came to Elijah when Elijah had his hands on the plow. You know, folks, listen. God came to David. Guess what he was doing? A shepherd. We're shown that it's God's grace today. It's not what we've done, it's what He's done. But what He has done, He puts in us, that we today can live for Him, and that we can do all things in Christ and through Christ today. If you're a Christian and you're saved today, let me tell you what, you're saved in spite of your sin. God will forgive you. God doesn't call the perfect people. God calls sinners. God's not looking for the elite. God's looking for those who will call upon Him and receive Him as their personal Savior today. And the materialistic and the worldly today, the rich and the poor, an alcoholic, an addict today, even the good people that think they're good enough to go to heaven, none of us are good today to go to heaven. And it's only by God's grace that we can go there. It's only by a relationship in Him that we can claim that. See, that's the real meaning of Christmas today. So Paul put it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He says, "And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence." Amen. See, the message of Christmas is the fact that God, He today, comes to you. And when He comes to you, He changes you. And when He changes you, you're never the same. You've been delivered, hallelujah. And I believe if we've been delivered, we need to start living like delivered people. We need to start living lives that are pleasing unto the Lord. We need to start putting Jesus first in our life and not give Him the leftovers of our life. You can serve Him now. I don't care your age, young, old, middle age, or whatever. Man, woman, boy, or girl, it makes no difference. God today wants to use us. And today He doesn't use you up. He blesses you good. And if you'll surrender your life and start putting Him, yeah, preacher, when the flip of the calendar comes in January the 1st, 2007, I'm going to make some changes. Why don't you start making them today? Why don't you start prioritizing the Lord? But preacher, you know, I got all these things lined up for Christmas in my schedule. Man, you should see my calendar. Man, I got something on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I'm so booked up. There's no place in that. You better find time for the one that made time for you. Right. And you better today put it in priority of where he is. But preacher, I can't show up for church next week. We just got too many things going on. Why not? Because you wouldn't have no family. You wouldn't have no hope. You wouldn't have nothing if it wasn't for Jesus. Come on. I mean, today, he is what our Christmas is all about. Amen. If you don't have nothing but a can of Lux Pinto beans and a piece of cornbread on the table, come on now. And you got Jesus, you got everything you need. Amen. And I wouldn't mind a little bowl of beans with some onions and some relish on top, and a big old chunk of thin, nicely warm cornbread with a little layer. I can't talk about that because I'm not supposed to eat it. Boy, I was dreaming there for a moment. Sorry. I found myself at the table and I felt the pounds coming on. The Lord said, "Wake up! You're not at the table, Carlton." So he comes to you. He comes to you with all the issues of your life, regardless of your background, with all your worldly baggage today. And God says, "Just cast it all on me, and I'll take it." Amen. God comes to the outcast, and it's the message of Christmas, which is the message of hope today. Secondly today, I'm trying to go quick here. Christmas is a message of courage. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. See, they feared with great fear. But to put it in terms that you and I can understand today, they're scared to death. Amen. Last night I was doing some things here at the church. Cynthia came up behind me and spoke to him, and I'm telling you, I almost jumped out of my flesh. Because I do that to her all the time at the house. I come in the house and she says I tiptoe in and I creep through the house and come up the steps quietly and all that stuff, which I really don't. I'm not a quiet person. Y'all know that. But I walk in the room and I show, scared to death. I said, "What do you want me to do? Put a bell at the door. I mean, I'm not going to ring the doorbell because that puts the dog in orbit. He starts barking. You can't shut him up. And I'm sure if I put a bell at the door and start ringing that would put him in orbit again. And I got to stay on his good side because I felt his teeth a few times and it's not good. And he brings blood when he bites. So I don't know what to do." No, that'll send him off too. So you got to say, "Well, preacher, who do you want mad at you, the dog or your wife?" Yeah, but he bites. She doesn't. Maybe I've given her an idea. Maybe I better leave this and back away here. They feared. They were scared to death. But hallelujah, the message of the angel says, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." So part of the message that we Christians need to hear is stop being afraid. Some of you live in fear every day. But Pastor, you don't know what's going on in my life. You don't know what's going on in my home. You don't know what's going on at my workplace. You don't know what's going on in my finances. You don't know what's going on in my marriage. You just don't know what's going on, Pastor. I'm sorry. I don't need to know what's going on. Because God already knows what's going on. But I know one thing. God died to purchase you and to redeem you. And He did not give you a spirit of fear. Amen. He is the God who loves you. He is the God who purchased you. And He is the God who provides for you. See, we want God to move in our timing and on our schedule. And it doesn't work that way. God has got a perfect time for your life. And I know today, listen, He sent His Son to die for you on the cross, and He did it in your place. You should rejoice in that. Stop being afraid. Paul told Timothy as he was preparing to go into ministry and hitting the line and getting out there and preaching the gospel, he says, "Hey, listen," and he wasn't just speaking to Timothy, he's speaking to you and I. "God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind."
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.